Kimya Dawson attained a certain degree of prominence as part of the so-called anti-folk music band The Moldy Peaches, which combined personal lyrics with political commentary. She has a new solo album called Hidden Vagenda. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
My mother says that rain is angels who are crying up in heaven. And I believe that, 'cause when sad things happen, it starts raining. It's been raining.
It didn't surprise me to read that Kimya Dawson keeps an online diary to which both fans and strangers write and receive replies and sometimes free copies of her carefully crafted but homemade-sounding solo CDs. Dawson's open demeanor, confessional, confiding, encouraging, scolding when she feels it's necessary, leads her to make deceptively simple, willfully primitive music. Dawson seeks and finds wisdom and motivational advice everywhere, as can be heard on Singing Machine, which name-checks everyone from Jay Leno to Ali G to Julian Lennon.
We switched to Jay Leno from the Ali G show to see some kids that we know do what they do on TV. Sometimes I wish I was there, but mostly I just don't care. I cry and laugh and forth and back, it's all good comedy. And there's no rhyme or reason for the changing of the seasons. Sometimes the winter lasts for months, sometimes it lasts for days. The world is an amazing place. There's gaping holes in outer space. Sunburned for the first time, skin is peeling off my face. And Bruno said what Anders said. Some producers said to young Lennon,
they can't all be ballads, Julian.
Bruno said what Anders.
I know it's always dangerous to equate a song lyric with autobiography, but it's impossible not to believe that the fact that Dawson's family has run a daycare center and that she has worked there herself doesn't inform a brutally abrupt piece of music like this song about escaping domestic abuse called Moving On.
She was reunited with the father of her kids. He said, it wasn't me, it was the booze. I know not what I did. She said, you filled the bathtub with my blood when you bashed in my head. You can go to hell, I'm moving on. You can go to hell, I'm moving on. Then she saw her mom, who said, I love you, sweet baby. Then why'd you beat me until I started to bleed? You starved me too, I had to dance for money in the street. You can go to hell, I'm moving on. You can go to hell, I'm moving on.
Dawson has a great gift for summarizing lives in a matter of a few detail-crammed verses. Take, for example, the way she imagines a life spent with a guy she used to be fond of, who may have proposed to her, and who may have provided her with an opportunity to avoid a miserable union and get a good talking blues song out of it.
I imagined Nick Valenzi wrapped his long, long arms around me, and they went around my body almost 7 times. And he said, baby, I've been thinking, and I think I will quit drinking, and I think on my next birthday I'll turn 35. And I will settle down with you, we'll make sweet love the whole night through. You'll convert into a Jew, sit Shiva for your former life. And I said, Nick, although you're handsome, I'll hold out for Isaac Hansen, and he'll get his braces back when I become his wife. And me and Hansen will go dancing, me and Hansen, true romance. Me and Hansen take a chance, lock the door, it's party time. All our babies will be born November 17th, I'm sure. We will get a cookie puss from local Carvel store. And then our brothers will come over for a big game of Red Rover. Everybody holding hands, break the chain, break the chain. Break the chain, break the chain.
Once you get past Kimya Dawson's soft, chalky voice, her simply strummed guitar, and accompaniment such as a toy piano, you realize that a lot of the hidden agenda of Hidden Vagenda is to talk quite frequently about death. My friends keep dying, she sings on the opening track. She follows it up with a song that begins with the line, it seems like everyone I knew was dying. A bit later on, Lullaby for the Taken contains a few beautifully unsettling verses about the death of her grandmother. But there's a core of strength, common sense, and clear-eyed reason in her music that combines with the gentle prettiness of so many of her melodies. There's nothing innocent or feigned about this music. The result, complete with occasional political bluntness and sweetly trilled four-letter words, rendered Dawson an artist who's decided to tap into childhood's honesty to achieve maximum adulthood.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Hidden Vagenda by Kimya Dawson.